Hiya, boyos. It's Horsey here, recording to you live from my car. It's a little bit of an oxymoron there, I guess, but I haven't done this in a while. It's reminding me of another recording I did in my car a long time ago, which started an onslaught of dick pics, the likes of which the world has never seen before. Yep, that was the start of it all. It was like a tidal wave of dick pics entering my inbox. But I don't have time for that many dick pics anymore. So, no, I am not here to talk about that. Today, I'm here to talk about a little piece of advice, I guess, a PSA, if you would. Yesterday, I was in line at the cafeteria at work. I had been too lazy to make a sandwich like usual, and so I had to go down, and I was standing in a long line, kind of dreading my choices, smelling all the meatloaf surprise and that cafeteria gravy smell. When all of a sudden, another scent wafted over me, and before I knew what was happening, I could taste it on my tongue. It was the scent of male cologne that was so strong, I could actually taste that crap on my tongue. I shit you not. So I started looking around, not in a subtle way, but whipping my head around, trying to find who the guilty party was, and I saw him. There was only one other guy in line. It wasn't the guy in front of me because there had been nothing but gravy up until then. It was the new guy who had just joined the line, like 20 people behind me. Unfreaking believable. I got an instant headache, and the two ladies behind me started talking about it. They pretty much talked about it all the way to the cashier, getting their food and standing in the cashier line. They were still talking about it. So here's the PSA. If you're going to wear any kind of cologne, for the love of God, please, please put on way less than you think you need. Now, even if you're an intelligent male who already knows this, put on even less than a normal person would think. What's the purpose? What's your purpose for using cologne? If it's to cover up something else, like you didn't take a shower, you nasty boy, or you smoke, or I don't know what else you would cover up. You work in a fish store. If it's for any of those purposes, it doesn't really work, because it just mixes with those other smells and becomes something else entirely. And you can smell whatever it is you're trying to hide underneath it, like smoke, for example. If you're trying to be sexy and attract women, which is or men if you're gay. If you're gay, you probably already know this because you hang out with guys all the time. So this is most likely for straight guys anyway, but if you're trying to attract people in a romantic sense, to me, I find it very sexy to not be able to smell anyone at all until I get very close to them. And then if I catch a slight hint of something, like once I'm all up in your neck and kissing on you and stuff, to me, that sends a confident message. The message is, I'm not advertising myself here. I don't need to do that. I'm sexy enough without letting the whole world know it. And then there's also the subtle secondary message there that is, and I knew that you would be up kissing on my neck at some point later today. So both those messages are good ones to be sending out to whoever is kissing on your neck. So what else about cologne? It's hard to give advice about what kind. Personally, I don't really think men need it at all, as long as you're clean. And one shower a day is clean enough for me, unless you have a very sweaty, dirty kind of job. I think the way a guy naturally smells is pretty hot. So I don't really like cologne that much. Occasionally it's nice to, on a rare occasion, it's nice to have a little, like a special occasion or something. It's nice to spruce up a bit. And in those cases, I do like woodsy or spicy woodsy kinds of scents. Oak, sandalwood, amber, maybe a hint of pine. What I would call the brown and green scents are nice. I would stay away from any floral type of stuff, obviously. I would stay away from the fresh kind of scents. Leave those to the females, like the blue scents, like ocean or fresh linen or clean rain, all that kind of crap. Essential oils are nice too, because you can get a lot of those sort of warm, woodsy type of scents. How many times have I said scents in this recording? Somebody want to go back and count? No, don't do that. Oh, and I just remembered something else. Don't dab any of that crap near your balls or down there at all, please. You don't need to hide any natural pheromones down there. And it's kind of it kind of sends the opposite message than the two that I was talking about before. It says, I'm not really confident in the way I smell down there. And yeah, you don't need to send that message. And if you're clean, believe me, you smell just fine. Anything else? So how much should you put on? I would not do the spray it in the air and walk through thing. That I think is too much. And then you've got it like all over your clothes and your hair. I would just put a little bit on your finger, put it on your pulse points on your neck, because something happens with some kind of chemical reaction happens when you heat up perfume with your own body chemistry, and it turns into your own unique scent. I think that's enough. Like one drop on your finger on both sides of your neck, and that's really it. So anyway, I just thought I'd put this out there, because that poor guy in the cafeteria line, he has no idea that every woman is talking about him in such a negative way. A few minutes after getting my lunch, I had to go to the elevator, and I knew that he had been there in that hallway. There was no sign of him anymore, but I could still smell him in the hallway. And I feel bad for him. Maybe I should have said something to him, but I don't know him. If he was a friend, I definitely would have said something. But a total stranger, I don't know that it's my place to do it. But you don't want to be that guy, believe me. You don't want to be the guy that all the girls are talking about like that. Be the guy who's got a nice subtle surprise for the women who are lucky enough to be all up in that warm nook of a neck. All right, fellas. I hope you all have a great day. And I have a new audio coming out soon. I'm excited about. I hope you like it too. I'll give you a little warning on my sub before I post it, like the day before. All right, have a great day, all you wonderful guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.